Hello, everybody, and welcome to our third podcast.
It's hard to believe we're at number three already, Pete.
I know, we're flying through these, but today we thought we'd talk about the digital duties form.
Yes, causing a lot of distress for practitioners, this one.
So I guess it's the first real example where we're moving from the paper-based processes to the digital, and it's affecting practitioners all over Victoria, because as of the 1st of July, if the contract is entered into on the 1st of July or after, you need to complete the digital duties form and produce a settlement statement at settlement. So there's a few issues here. I mean, the idea behind it is that the whole bunch of SRO forms are being replaced by a all-in form. Sounds like a good idea. But there are processes there that everyone's still trying to get used to. So basically, the vendor starts off the form.
Right.
So if you're the purchaser, Lucha, we'll send that off to you. You complete the form for me, and then we have our clients sign it. And that's done by email. And once that's all done, you can produce a settlement statement, which is then presented at settlement. Does that make sense?
Makes perfect sense, unless, of course, you're not registered for duties online.
Oh, yes.
Which is one of the first hurdles that will face practitioners that are not registered for duties online.
Yeah, I mean, many practitioners have traditionally relied on their agent to do that on their behalf, haven't they?
That's right, and that's where I'm getting a lot of questions. Or do I have to sign up for duties online? What am I going to do here? How am I going to go about this?
Yeah. And do they have to sign up for duties online, Leach?
No, they don't. Network lawyers can prepare the digital duties form, which ultimately leads to a settlement statement, ready to take to settlement on their behalf.
That's right. So yeah, we are offering that service whereby we can actually do that on your behalf. Otherwise, you will need to register for duties online and become familiar with that process.
And the process, from our perspective, is pretty simple. For the practitioner, what do they need to do, Pete?
It is, they just need to send us the particulars page of the contract, so we've got the details
normal there.
We need the special conditions, if there are any. A notice of acquisition would be handy, especially if you are the purchaser. And we also need to be notified of any nominations or concessions that may apply.
Easy.
Once you email us those details, away we go.
We can take it from there.
Anyway, if you would like to engage our services for that, feel free, give us a call or send us an email. Otherwise, all the best. We hope it goes well for you. And thanks again for listening.
Thank you. Thanks, Pete.
Thanks, Lucy.